I'm Walt Lindelo with a look at what's going on in our community. The 35th annual Pigs in Heat charity hockey game is happening this week in Marquette. We talked with Jeff Hale from the Marquette Fire Department for all the latest details.
Tomorrow night, Wednesday, March 14th, Lakeview Arena starts at 6:45. Tickets are still available. It's a $1 donation to come in and watch. You can always donate. You don't have to be present to win any prizes. We keep your name and number, and we'll get a hold of you.
And this all goes to the Fire Relief Fund, the Pigs in Heat Fire Relief Fund, which is what? Tell me about that.
Yeah, this is the 35th year already, which is hard to believe, but basically the money goes in. Over the years, we've collected almost $500,000, the money comes from Marquette County and stays in Marquette County. And what we do with it is we just assist families that are stricken with fire loss at their house. And
trying to help them get back on their feet.
Yeah, put them up in a motel for a couple nights, give them some money for food and clothes and necessities until insurance kicks in or they can get on their feet.
So. And that's kind of the way this whole night works with the hockey is, of course, it's two teams. It's firefighters and law enforcement, the Pigs in the Heat. You got that in there. And they're going to be playing hockey, but it's also all kinds of door prizes and raffles and opportunity to buy some merchandise, all to raise funds.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's we keep it very family-oriented. Should be some clowns there and be some middle chuck-a-puck. Chocolate Township Fire Department does a chuckle puck program, and it's just a good event and good time for the family and cheap entertainment. So.
A couple of cool things about the game too, Jeff. Third graders at Sandy Knoll will be singing the national anthem, and you've got your friends and neighbors playing on both the Pigs and the Heats, Heat teams. You're going to know people that are on the ice, and neither team has been shut out.
No, that is
ever.
True.
Yeah, there's a lot of action.
There's not much defense. It's like...
Well, they're not allowed to check, and they're not really allowed to lift the puck, which is fine. That's right. Good. Well, but, I mean, it's a lot of fun. I mean, these guys, there's some pretty skilled hockey players
there
out there.
There is. It's really progressed over the years, and it's got very competitive. And, And that's great, but the ultimate goal is just the charity and having a good time.
So it gets going, though. The 6:45 is the start time because there's a little bit of recognition and a few other things going on before you drop the puck, right?
Yeah, we're going to have a couple little ceremonies, just a little remember a couple of fallen brothers that passed away over last year. And then we have a squirt hockey team that we're going to announce and get the kids out on the ice, give them a little PR there. So
it certainly is always a great night. 35th annual, Jeff. I mean, this is really something, eh?
Yeah. Yeah. And I remember going to the first game. It was at the old Peef rink with my dad back in 84, I think it was.
So. And now look at you.
Yeah, really. Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, I played in, I think, 20 of them. So time flies.
Jeff, who are some of the guys that are going to be on your team?
For us, the guys from our department would be like Kurt Hillier, Brian Phillips, guys that grew up around the area.
Right.
Got a couple of imports. Brian Tolvin, sorry, he's played for 20-some years.
Oh, yeah.
And then the township, always Donnie Shedder and Jeff Sims, they the same, you know.
And how about the Pigs? What do they got?
The Pigs, well, now Chief Rebolt has gone from playing to now he's coaching.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, he's emeritus. He's moved right up the ladder there.
Jim Finkbeiner is usually on the ice.
Jim's on the ice, and they have a lot of good players. Jason Walsh is still a very good hockey player.
Well, it is a $1 to get in, but of course, you know, the tickets are available at the door. You can get them right now from firefighters and whatnot, but there's also a bunch of prizes and everything going to be given away.
Yeah, we're close. We're entering them in our, logging them in, I guess, is the easiest way to say it. We got about 100 and some prizes right now. And first prize is $1,000. That's from Eagle Mine. Second prize is $500 from Associated Ready Mix. And third prize is $250 from Terry Park Chiropractic. So
it's really a great community event. And we always say it's a $1 for the ticket, but you'll take more.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You know, we'll take whatever somebody's willing to donate.
Let's give them the details one more time, when and where.
Yeah, tomorrow night, Wednesday, Lakeview Arena, 6:45. Don't worry about tickets. You can get them at the door if you want, or any local police department or fire department.
That's Jeff Hale with the Marquette City Fire Department. The Pigs in Heat charity hockey game is tomorrow night, 6:45 p.m. at Lakeview Arena in Marquette. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.